Dave, do you think that Josh was involved in changing diapers?
Yeah.
Really?
I was.
I think he washed his hands many, many times after. But
yes, my hands got very dry. The amount of times I washed my hands.
But when it's your own kids, it's different.
No, it's not. If I'm even adjacent to poo, I'm washing my hands.
It seems like, to be part of your life in a large way.
Yeah, but you know, like when you walk your dog, and the dog takes shit, and then you get the bag, you put your hand in the bag, and then you pick up the dog shit.
Yeah.
So theoretically, and in actuality, you're not touching the dog.
Correct.
Shit.
Correct.
But it still feels a little warm.
It does.
Your hand.
Oh, it's so gross.
To me, that was the sign of their love with Lou.
Okay. But don't you wash your hands after that? I wash my hands
100%
every time after that.
No, I never did.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You tell me you put your hand in that bag.
Yeah.
You pick up the dog shit.
Yeah.
You tie it, you throw it out, and then you just go on your business.
Yeah. And by the way, in New York, I very rarely had a bag.
So what did you use? Paper that you take newspaper out of the trash can?
Or like a brown bag or something.
That's worse. That's worse because now you're touching refuse to pick up shit.
Well, listen, if you're ever wondering why I never got COVID, you just found your answer.
Yeah, maybe.
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop, never gonna stop.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are back at our usual regular cadence for you to be ready to listen to our podcast. We like to pop up in your podcast feed as like a welcome surprise rather than a regular, reliable friend, right?
There's no reason for routine.
Yeah.
Now, then you get too complacent.
Routine is what happens like in a marriage, right? Who the fuck wants that?
right. That's a great... No, that's not that's a bad comparison.
No, wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
I'm fine with routine.
So we're here.
When I was in a relationship, I had a great routine with my girlfriend. Like many guys would say a dream routine.
Okay.
And even that, I got tired of it.
And even then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's something to be said for routine. There's something to be said for, you know, knowing what's coming next.
Brushing your teeth. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Antiperspirant. Yes. Moisturizer. Yes.
Yeah, that's really not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we want you to consider a podcast to be more like Omar's girlfriend and not brushing your teeth, right?
Right. That's why. Right. Brushing your teeth is we're the brushing your teeth of podcasts. I don't think that tagline's going to get us very far.
We don't want that.
All right.
Well, we're here. It's episode 74. And guess what? Do you guys know what's special about number 74?
Yeah, the year I was born.
Oh, that's...
Is that what you're going to say?
No, that was... 74. That's, congratulations. That's right.
Thank you.
That's boy, that is... Over 50 years ago, if I recall correctly.
No, that'd be 50 years ago. Not over 50.
Oh, well, okay, fair enough. 50.
Join your two geriatric clubs that you've been a part of for longer than me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
But 74, a hurricane or a typhoon is a system with sustained winds of at least 74 miles an hour. You know that it has to be. And in the Bible, it's the number of people that were in the presence of God on Mount Sinai and saw God without dying. 74 people.
That's it. Just 74. The rest all murdered.
All gone.
All gone. All right.
So it's a special episode. Once again, like all of them, it's 74 is what we're bringing.
This is the worst number, like anecdotes or whatever around a number. What's the aphorisms, whatever the word is around a number that we've had. 74 sucks. By the way, this is a foreshadowing for the 74th episode.
It might be.
This is good.
Normally we do jerseys. We do famous athletes who wore that jersey, but this is not bad. I don't think it's bad. We three different unusual analogous circumstances of 74. Year of birth, the Bible thing Dave said about how many people saw God before the rest all got slammed by lightning bolts, and then the wind speed you need to be a hurricane. Those are very non-related 74 events, right? I thought that's pretty good.
Well, here, I have a contest for you two. First one to answer wins. Ready?
Yes.
Divide 74 by 2. Go.
37.
Okay. 37.
Did
you say it? Damn it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good
think
job,
you guys...
Omar.
That's a... Yeah. That's much more impressive than I thought it was. That backfired on me.
you thought we'd say 47.
That I stumped
people. I can multiply 37 by any single digit and get you the answer very quickly too.
Okay, like 37 times 142. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, Dave.
Except
going.
For that one. All right. Well, again, so I'm your host, Dave. I'm very happy to be here. And I have two hosts with me, as usual, the same ones. We haven't dropped anyone yet. My first co-host that's with me is Josh. Josh, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing all right. Watching a lot of the Olympics. I'm a little upset. You know, I'm a little upset it's over. I was really into it. But I talked about breakdancing on the last episode.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, millenniums ago. I finally watched, it was at the end of the games. I was waiting for it the whole time. Didn't realize it was like the last 2 days or whatever it was. Incredibly stupid, as predicted. I mean, did you guys see it at all? Did you guys see breaking at all?
All I saw on X or Twitter, whatever it's called, is people saying, look at this with the Seinfeld theme attached to it, or this looks like Joe from Arrested Development trying to do a magic trick. It was a pic.
They're doing memes on the okay
guy. It was the same guy on the ground doing. Looked like he was, you know, that something was wrong with him. It didn't look like breakdancing that guy remembered. But I didn't watch the whole thing.
I watched a little bit of it, and some of it was impressive. It's definitely it's like it's the moves they do and the acrobatics associated with it are pretty impressive. It's just not a sport. It's not a thing you can judge and go, this person's gold and this person's silver and this person's it's so ridiculous. It's so out of place. There's no way this survives. There's no way.
Now I haven't seen any highlights, but I heard about the shooting contest. What would you call that? Rifle? Or but it looked like they had handguns too.
Yeah, the guy from Turkey
what's the story with that? Have you heard what, like, he just showed up and like shot like Dirty Harry or something?
Apparently he's old school. So if the whole thing is, it's like a target. It's like shooting target with like, looks like a handgun. Do you see this, Omar?
Yeah. He's like a pizza delivery guy or some shit. And they showed up and was like,
I don't think he's a pizza delivery guy, but everyone has these highfalutin, amazing tech glasses with these, you know, specialty braces and all this other stuff. And then they line up and then they fire. And this guy just shows up with a pistol, no glasses whatsoever. Puts his left hand in his pocket and his right hand and just fires.
You know what? Honestly, that guy is in many ways, he's a metaphor of me on this podcast.
You're right.
You guys spend all this time writing up your topics, what you're going to talk about, whether the number 74 or, you know, it's a constant over preparation.
There's not as much preparation as you think, by the way. It's just a matter of marking down what we see. And experience, or at least for me. I don't prep what I'm going to say about it before we get on.
Yeah, and those numbers, that's off the top of my head. That's what I recall, that's 74. I just remember that.
David, let's be clear about something. You are by far the most affected of any of the three of us on this podcast.
why do you say that?
Affected. You know what affected means?
I don't know what your context is, no.
AFFECTED.
Okay.
But is that why?
When David has a topic, right? Yeah. He'll be like, oh, this is the top 10 reasons why this episode is so interesting. Top 8 reasons why, you know, you might leave your spouse. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever the things are, it's like you're it's like you're the David Letterman, but like some bizarro version of it.
He does lists. You know, I'm gonna come to your aid a little bit, but I will say, Omar, there's a bent there. You do like lists. You're a big fan of lists.
Fair enough. But here's the thing: is we each have to have our own thing. Like my walk around town topics, like you guys, I think Omar says whatever happened 2 hours ago.
Josh, you are ballast.
It's got to be a mix. It's got to be a mix. Yep.
There is a happy medium, though, between flying off the seat of your pants right before we're about to record, like you, Omar, and at least having some idea of what you're going to say, like Dave and I.
Yeah. And thanks for stepping all over my topic. Now that I'm going to be very conscious about my topic this week.
No, I love it. David, if you and Josh were hanging off a cliff, there would be one less Eagles fan. on this earth.
Well said. I know what you mean.
Wait, that's such a polite way of saying I'd let you die.
I got what you got.
So nice. So I'm doing well. Breaking's not going to make it. But what will, and real quick, did you see artistic swimming?
Did not.
Oh, my God. So I thought, it's just another word for synchronized swimming, like in the old days. Yeah. It's a whole new bag of tricks. What they're doing is amazing. They're flipping out of the water and doing spins in the air and then landing. And the shit they do under the water, which they show on camera, they're doing like pyramids under the water. It's like synchronized swimming on steroids. It's amazing. I couldn't believe that I was into it.
I have a confession to make. I watched one event.
The entire Olympics?
I watched one. It was, and I didn't even, I kind of fast forward because we lost. It was the women's volleyball. Finals.
I knew it would be volleyball.
Why can't they have dodgeball as a competition?
They could. If you have breakdancing, you can have anything. It's opened the floodgates to any nonsense you want to put in there.
How about Red Rover? Dodgeball. Remember Red Rover? You had like a Red Rover competition?
Yes, Red Rover.
Wouldn't you watch dodgeball? That would be
yes,
amazing.
Of course. First of all, there is dodgeball on ESPN, the Ocho. That does exist. It's on now. You can see it on TV.
There's no Ocho. Dodgeball. You mean whatever.
Yes, ESPN whatever Plus, they throw it on. Exactly. Yeah. But it's on there. It's there. You think about it, it's there.
Then why is it an Olympic sport?
That's different. Yeah, but yes. I don't know how breaking got through. I don't know who slept with who to get breakdancing on the Olympics, but it was a colossal mistake.
I also saw that North and South Korea got a selfie together. Did you see
this?
Yeah,
they did. That's right.
Isn't that cool? I thought that's the kind of stuff that is really awesome, but it was almost overwhelming.
I predict peace from that.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they were saying, you know, with Peacock, if you had that service, you could watch any sport whenever. But that was almost overwhelming to me. Like it ended up, I was froze by my choice.
Well, there is a part of there. Part of it is when you watch the Olympics, at least for me, there's part of my head's going, well, why can't we all get along? I mean, we're all competing and obeying by the same rules.
Yeah.
The same regulations. Everyone signs off on. So why can't we get along? I don't understand it.
That's a great question. Yeah. Is that your topic?
No.
Okay.
Omar? I have a lot of reasons why we can't get along.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, let's hear it. That was more rhetorical.
Yeah. First, Omar, how are you doing?
I came to a big conclusion today, and I was telling my niece today that, like, one of the least, like, attractive things about me as a mate,
is
that I watch anime. You guys know
anime.
This.
Yeah,
I still watch it. Like even this week, in between, like I'm at my best friend, and we're kind of like laying there watching TV on our phones, and I'm watching anime that I've already watched, by the way, countless times.
Right.
I just love it. I love watching Baki Hanma. I love Baki. Love Baki Hanma. And then something else happened today, and which was, I think I'm going to have to do it. I think I might be lactose intolerant.
So, you know what's funny? My wife said the same thing last night. That is so weird. She said, you know, I think I might be lactose intolerant because we had ice cream. And she's like, it's just not agreeing with me. And I've had the last, like, several times she had ice cream, it just wasn't right.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I'm a big latte fan, iced latte.
Oh.
And whenever I order a latte at a coffee shop, I say, whole milk latte, please, from a cow, like, and I do the hand motion,
right?
Like I'm milking a cow,
yes,
because I invariably get skim milk, oat milk, cashew milk, or some other nonsense in the drink, and to me, it ruins the drink. I can't drink it; it's undrinkable.
I do love oat milk, and we talked about this, but I love oat milk. Yeah, I'm now on oat milk.
Well, apparently, there is lactose free whole milk. It does exist.
Really?
It's a thing, and apparently, again, it does not taste that different from.
But you haven't had it yet.
I have not had it yet. Maybe I'll tell my dad to go get it today. He wants a reason to get out of the house.
All right.
Well, the way he drives, honestly, it would take 3 days.
It might curdle.
My dad should be driving in like Palm Beach or whatever the retirement centers
are. Is he still okay to drive? Are you allowing him to drive?
He has 9 cars. He has a built-in credit.
He's got a lot of cars. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
which makes like if he ruins one, there's 8 more. So it's
they're all. To be clear, they're all ruined when he buys them because they're all like 30 years old.
Right.
You know. But I will. You know. So there's slightly more to this, but he'll be spending more time with me. So
yes,
in Puerto Rico,
let me ask you something.
It's a whole other story.
Let me ask you something. Go back to the lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
What made the light bulb go off? Are you just having diarrhea every time you have?
I've known for coffee? A long time.
You eat ice cream all the time.
I do.
Is that not?
As a matter of fact, I have two cookies and cream milkshakes from Chick-fil-A sitting in the freezer over yonder. Yeah.
So let me ask you something. So when you have one, mm-hmm. is it just intense pain afterwards? I mean,
No, it's not pain.
So what is it?
Just discomfort, and I have like I'm a little bloated.
Okay, but it's not like you're not on the toilet for
no
several
no.
hours.
No. Like you know, I'm
I have
very
a friend.
Lean. Yeah,
I have a friend of mine from college, and he's lactose intolerant, and he carries around these lactaid pills. So if he takes the, I don't know what they're called. I think that's what they're called. If he takes one, mm-hmm. then
lactase.
He can go ahead and eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Or at least lactaid. Yeah. The actual pill. It's called lactaid by brand.
There you go.
But
there
it's actually
go.
Lactase, lactase, and that actually takes the lactose out of the drink.
So it's there like, you go. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's similar. Like, there's something called a Kaplan. It takes the joy out of my life.
I knew something was going on.
He was
going somewhere that, it was not going to be straight down the road. It was going to be
after
a left
74
on, I'm going to burn
episodes.
Your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. He takes the lactaid pill, so maybe you should get some of those.
No, I'm not doing that. That to me is giving up on life. Okay,
it's not giving up on life.
You don't understand. I am. You guys have given up. You're married. You have kids in college. David's a fucking grandpa, right?
Yeah,
like what are my worths? Like I need to be the hot girl when I walk down the street. Guys still hit on me, right?
Okay.
So I need to be that guy that when I walk into a room, I feel there's still that magnetism that women have toward me.
I have bad news for you.
What?
Your anime and Hershey squirt underwear are not going to help matters.
How does bloating help this?
What you can do is correct that, pop a lactaid, and then live a clean existence.
Look, I'm saying to you, when I was in London, I got hit on several times, and it was nice, you know?
All
and if I'm taking lactaid pills, that's not going to be happening.
Well, you don't take them in front of her. You don't go, hey, ladies, hold on. Let me pop this lactaid. You do it discreetly.
That's fair. That's
yes. Fair. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Well,
hey, Dave, how are you doing? How are you?
Oh, thanks for asking.
By the way, David, can I say one thing? It is embarrassing that whenever we have a show, no one ever asks you how you're doing. There's always that pause.
It's a pause.
It's a pregnant pause. Yeah. He take it out in editing, I hope. You make it
no,
seem
I don't.
Seamless.
Because I want people to know that we're not overly concerned with how you're doing.
Well, I guess I'm fine. Moving on, I suppose. Actually, I'm excited because I'm finally taking some vacation. I haven't taken much this summer.
Very good.
Wednesday or tomorrow, I leave for Orlando, and everyone's coming down after. We're going to Disney World.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited because I've heard that the attendance at the parks is down because it's gotten so expensive and people, and I'm not going to make any judgments, but people who don't, you know, on the lower income side are finding Disney World to be expensive.
Right.
People who have on the higher income side are saying, I don't have to eat pizza in Italy at Epcot. I can just go to Italy and myself.
Right.
So
you're in that sweet spot.
I'm in that right in that middle where I don't care to go to Europe and at the very bottom end. Anyway, we're going to Disney World and I'm going to see the Star Wars park.
The one in Orlando?
Yeah.
Orlando.
When are you going there?
I leave tomorrow.
And
I'll be at the parks on Wednesday.
And then you're there for how long?
I'm sorry. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You're going with the wifey?
Wife, daughter, mm-hmm.
One daughter.
That's an hour. It's a 2-hour
son?
Flight from.
Say
son going? Again? Is your son going?
No, he's not going. Yeah, he was working, so he couldn't make it.
Okay,
right. We picked this time. My daughter has off of work, so we're gonna go. And
it's just the three of you.
Just the three of us. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be all right. That'll be a nice time.
I think it's gonna be great. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, I was gonna ask you, Josh. You have quite a system.
Yes.
Do you want to remind us, like, what system you would?
The problem
you
with my system is it's been corrected. It's been course corrected. So, you know, look, I studied Disney quite a bit before going, And yeah. I mastered that FastPass system and just beat the hell out of it.
Yeah, they've scrapped that FastPass.
And they've completely scrapped it. They've completely changed it. You cannot get – there's no loopholes anymore like I exploited. And so, yeah. And you can't – as I've told many times, you can't bribe the any of the princesses. They're not going to take your money to move your kid up
to
the line.
What?
To move
what?
Not, yeah, that's a good point. To move, yeah. To move your kid up the line to take a picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not for anything, you know, untoward. Yeah.
Goodness. Yeah.
They might do that. Who knows? I don't know. I have no record of that. But yeah.
Have you been, Omar? And were you about to tell me I'm 2 hours away from Maryland?
No, he's going to tell. 2 hours. He's going to tell you you're close to Puerto Rico.
To Rincon. There's a direct flight to the airport. Oh. That's 15 minutes from the house.
There you
go. I'd go to Orlando quite often for work, so maybe I can make that happen. This one, I'm going to have the wife and daughter. So
you know, they should come. And by the way, now you just let the listeners know that your real job is your Mickey Mouse. That's great, Dave. Which effectively, honestly, is what your job kind of is.
He goes to Orlando for work.
Yeah, that's right. Got to slave you in those ears.
Little do our listeners know that when David talks from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., he sounds like this. Hi, my name is Mickey Mouse.
Listen, but at least you made that was kind of like a Southern Mickey Mouse. But at least you made him Mickey Mouse, who's the best character you can be. You didn't make him Goofy or Pluto.
Yeah, want to do Donald Duck? You got a Donald Duck
some respect
imitation?
I used to be able to do Donald Duck.
It hurts.
It's hard. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. Now I'm 50. It's over.
That's a young man's game.
That's a young man's game, Donald Duck. That's right.
All right. Are we ready to kick off the episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First of all, I want to let you all know that how this works. Our podcast has been put together where each of us have a topic that we bring together. Sometimes they're thought through. Sometimes, unfortunately,
so
they're
much.
Lists or things.
Or lists.
We endure. But we are not aware what they are ahead of time, and we comment on them just like we're at a conference at a fire pit. That's the way I think of it. But if you just listen to the podcast, you're missing a lot of FTS content. First of all, you should be emailing us to tell us what you think. Only positive comments at friends@fts.media or davejoshomar@gmail.com, which no one is checking. So you can send it there and no one will find it. we also have a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. But if you really want the top of the line content, is subscribe to us on Instagram and TikTok, and we have a YouTube page to search Friends Talking Shop. Our Instagram and TikTok is @FriendsTalkingShop. That's all the housekeeping I think I have to do. Anything?
I actually enjoy the Instagram much more than our podcast.
Wow! 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 That was a little too early in that. Wow.
All right. Play it either way.
No, but I will say, Josh, you are, I mean, it's pretty amazing how you're able to scrap any kind of entertainment from those podcasts. It's very good. I wonder, how do you do it?
It's getting blood from a stone, really. You got to listen to our hour plus and just kind of get some little snippet of something that'll make you laugh.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever listened to the podcast and one of us have said something and you think of a response and then you hear yourself actually say that same response?
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
And sometimes I think of something better than I said and I go, ah, damn.
Oh, well, that's different. But it's weird. Like, oh, good. I said what I was.
Jerk store. Yes. Jerk store. Yes. That's jerk a jerk store.
That's exactly right.
Very good.
Exactly right.
All right, well, let's get started, Josh. I think we got a good lineup. Unless you guys want to change the order, I like going last. Josh going first.
You can do it however you want.
Well, that's how I want to do it. So stop pushing me.
You're like Josh on a first date. There you go, Josh. All set.
Josh, go ahead.
So listen. So I just, as you may or may not know, I just turned the big 5-0 recently, and so that was kind of uneventful. We had a good time, family. Outing, so that was nice.
So wait, what does that mean? It's you and both your kids and
it was my sister's family, my parents, my family. We went out to dinner. We went and saw.
So who picked the restaurant?
My sister did, because we have a talk about lactose intolerance. We have a host of allergies in my family, So we have some gluten-free celiac people in my family. My son is peanuts, nuts, tree nuts, and sesame. So when we go out, it's a complete circus, and we have to.
So are we sure that he has those allergies?
Yeah, there was a what's called an allergist, and he told us about them. Yeah,
that's like a fucking a shaman, right?
You think an allergist is equivalent to a shaman?
I think they're there to justify why they're there.
Well, okay, but you
that's possible.
Of course, that is possible. Yeah. And like my dentist friend said, which we've talked about this before, there are dentists who tell you you have cavities when you don't have cavities.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Which blew my mind when I heard that, when I told you guys. It blew your mind too, Dave. I remember you couldn't believe it.
So it makes me so angry.
Yes, it does. It does make you angry. But with an allergist, at least he was a kid and he's telling them you can't eat this or you'll be in serious jeopardy health-wise.
All right. Question.
So you can't make that shit
up. I'm just putting this out there. Putting this out there.
I hear you.
Okay. Why don't we have a something? What is it? Lidocaine? What is it?
Penicillin? EpiPen?
EpiPen.
Epinephrine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So you you can do this.
I would love to have him eat like a peanut butter cup.
So look. So the doctor said you can do that. There's actual I can't remember what they're called, but they're like trials. So he comes into the office and they give him a little tiny bit of peanut. Mm-hmm. And they're right there ready. And they just see what happens. They give him a little tiny bit more. But the doctor even told us, the allergist said, he goes, for him, it might not even be worth it because his numbers are off the charts.
Oh, my God.
So you never had an incident?
Oh, my God.
So we did have an incident. Well, that's how we knew. He ate a tiny peanut butter chip that I gave him when he was little. And then he blew up, and we had to call the doctor, and we just gave him Benadryl, and eventually it settled down. But had that thing been any bigger than a tiny little baby chip, who knows? I don't know.
I can't imagine having to give up peanut butter. I don't know what I would do with myself.
Oh, first of all, we don't have it in the house, so it kills me. So every time I go anywhere without him, I have peanut butter. Now, the good news is, now that he's in college, I can have much more peanut butter than I used to have, which is wonderful. And I love peanut butter.
Cashews? Can he have cashews?
No, he can't have cashews. No nuts. No nuts, my man.
Well, nut is considered like in the family, right? Something we call a nut isn't.
Yeah, so ironically, he can have Brazilian nuts, some sort of Brazilian nut, which I've never heard of or seen in a store or whatever, but that came back as okay. But almost every other nut is no.
Incorrect use of the term ironic, but continue.
True. Can I get to my topic?
Yes.
Or do you want to keep prying away at this?
Sorry.
We can if you want. But anyway, so for my birthday, we had a dinner with my family. It was very nice. It was great. We saw Nate Bargatze.
You wearing a hat? Are you dressed up?
Yeah, we're not dressed up, but I'm not wearing a hat.
Wearing a jacket?
I got a little dolled up. Then we saw a comedy show, which is really cool. So that was fun down at the Hard Rock. But anyway, but my wife got me also a gift certificate for a massage for my birthday as well. I've been having neck problems and my lower back is never 100%. And so she's like, here, you know, this will be great for you. I said, okay, great. Let me do that. So it was just at a place that's a chain. And so I went online to book my massage and I go and I say, okay, you know, female, I get the drop down. I choose one. I pick a time and I show up.
Wait, how did you pick your therapist?
Just, it said male or female. I chose female and then it dropped down to names and I chose one.
Just names. Okay. You didn't, you didn't go by picture or anything like.
There are no pictures.
Okay, fair
enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just curious.
This is not that kind of massage place, Dave.
No, I'm not saying it is. I just am curious. I think
you might be thinking of an escort service.
No, I'm not. They never usually, when I've gone to those places, you don't have, it's either you can pick male or female, but there's no names. It's just you want.
This had names. So-and-so. This had a drop down of names, which is important for my story, by the way.
Okay.
So I go to the place and I'm looking forward to it. I haven't had a massage in a while and I love them. And I'm in the waiting room, and there's another dude in the waiting room, too. And I checked in, and I'm sitting there, and they're going, okay, you know, it'll be a couple minutes. And then this older Asian guy comes out of the back, right? And he goes, jump, jump. And I'm like, what the hell is he saying?
This is like the Seinfeld episode.
I'm going, I have no clue what this dude is saying. I'm not moving a muscle. The other guy's not moving a muscle. I'm like, what's going on here? What's he doing? And then the woman at the desk goes, Josh? And I said, yeah. He said, he's ready for you. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Wait a second. What do you mean he's ready for me? He said, well, this is your masseuse. And I said, no, that's not my masseuse. I chose Bless. And he said, no, that's Bless.
Oh, no.
So,
really?
Yes. So I said to her, I said, wait a second.
Did you say Bless?
Yeah, B-L-E-S-S. So when I took the drop down of names, right, there were only two names for the day I wanted, right? Yeah. And one I couldn't pronounce. But
Bless
the top
and
one,
Torture. Which one?
Yeah,
which
one? The top one was Bless. And I'm okay. Like, whatever. I don't care. I have no clue who these people are. It doesn't matter. Just fine. And I chose the top one, which was Bless. So I said to the woman at the desk, I said, I specifically requested a female masseuse. And she said to me, no, you chose Bless. I said, no, I chose a female masseuse. And then Bless showed up. She goes, no. You chose Bless. If you do it by name, it's both. And I said to her, I said, okay, let me stop right there first. She says to me, listen, if you're uncomfortable, we can reschedule. It's no big deal. We'll cancel, reschedule. It's up to you. But he's awesome. He's amazing. And I think you'll have a great massage, blah, blah. And I'm going, and I sat there and thought about it.
Let me turn it
to both of you. What do you do at that moment in my shoes?
I've thought of this scenario 1,000 times.
Okay, so you have an answer.
Because that's my greatest nightmare, is because that Seinfeld episode ruined it for me.
Yes, where it moved.
Right?
Yes.
I would go in, I would say, this is what we're doing. We're doing a sports stretching.
Omar, are you typing?
I'm writing down everything. I'm picking up something. Go on. Sorry.
He's doing work on the side here.
It's amazing.
Do you think we couldn't hear that?
Yeah, we could hear you typing away frantically.
We can see everything you're looking at through your glasses, just so you know.
Sorry.
I would say this is what's going to happen now, Bless. We're doing a sports massage. We're going to, like, stretching, you know, like you're a...
Oh, you change it.
Yeah, we're scratching out Swedish, and we're going with a stretching sort of exercise here. That's what I would
say. Omar?
Josh, when this happened, did you react emotionally, internally? Were you, like, frustrated and kind of annoyed?
Yeah. So, look, I didn't want to cause a scene in front of Bless.
Yeah, standing there, right?
He's standing there.
Yeah.
And so I just walked myself up to the desk, and I just spoke softly to her of, listen, I requested a female masseuse. I think this must be a mistake. I chose Bless. So what do you do? She gave me an out.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is, it is now that is the definition, a correct use of this term, irony, right?
Yes.
You went there to relax and to be pampered, right?
Yes.
And this is the opposite.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so I don't know, like, and yet you're already there. And honestly, I think the gift was a little bit passive aggressive, quite frankly.
In what way?
Why would you say that?
Because you had to go somewhere to get a massage.
Yes, true.
Right? Like a real gift, if she really loved you, right? Having someone come to your home with a table so you don't have to leave your house.
Yeah, but I don't want to really... It's not as... Like when you go to those places, they got the music, they have all their... You know, the stones
you have your Eagle Sanctuary with Reggie White and Randall Cunningham.
I do. That's true. I do. That is true.
Somebody tells me that you've been naked in that room many times. You know what I mean?
You know, that's not really part of my topic. And so I will plead the fifth on that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what I was going to say is that as long as Bless had both his hands and all five fingers,
I would
be okay with it. So I've had a massage from someone with seven fingers. It's horrible.
What do you mean seven fingers?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Four and three? Five and two? What was the combination?
5-2
Was it your shop teacher?
No, it was somebody. I had to walk out. I mean, eventually, I didn't know what was wrong until I saw it, and they literally didn't have their three middle fingers on one hand.
And did it feel weird when the two finger hand would touch it? That'd be weird.
But yes.
But they already have. That's a weird profession to go into.
Yeah. Correct. You really can't be a masseuse.
I blame it on the progressives.
Was it Jason Pierre-Paul?
It was next to a fireworks store.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I wonder if that person. See, now, if that was me, I'd have to ask. Like, were you a masseuse before you lost your fingers, or did you lose them and then became a masseuse?
Yeah.
I want to know the origin story there. Because I can understand if you're a masseuse, that's your trade, you're good at it, you lose your fingers, and you're going, I really love being a masseuse, I don't want to stop, I'll make it work.
Well, versus, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Versus, I have seven fingers, what could I possibly do? Oh, masseuse. Bad choice, but, you know, that's what you pursue.
A lot of times they use their forearm and their elbow, you know, so you can maybe get around that. And maybe I'm not as weirded out by seven fingers as I am with Bless. I think.
Oh,
well, as I said, it would just, I think I could get around the seven fingers. It would just
all right, so Dave, you'd rather have, let's say, a woman with a total of five fingers, 3-2, versus a man with 10.
I mean, it's not ideal in either situation, but
you're
I just think like you
massage.
Can use your elbow and forearm and stuff like that because, you know, I really want like digging in my back. That's really where I think all the knots are. So I feel like you can get that done without really any fingers. I mean, if you had two nubs, maybe probably work actually pretty good. You just really get in there.
I'm telling you, and the one thing that she did do is she put my arm, like she used the knuckles as like another part of the massage.
All right, that's too far. Wedging your arm in between her fingers that are missing, that can't happen.
Yeah.
That happened?
Yes.
All right. So, Bless? Describe Bless for us.
So, Bless, I'm going to describe him as a mid-60s Asian man, bald Asian man. That's how I'll describe him.
Okay.
Who, by the way, didn't speak great English.
There's no way his name was Bless.
Okay, so let me get to that. So I said to her, I said, look, I'm here. I don't have too many times open in my calendar that I can carve out an hour because I got a whole bunch of stuff coming up where I'm going away, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'll just do it. But I'm a little upset with, you know, that this is how it played out. She goes,
I
understand.
You keep your jeans on then?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. You know, I kept things on.
As you normally would, right?
Yeah, so I go in there, and he says, in broken English, it took me about three times of excuse me to finally understand what he was saying. I'm like, look, my neck and my lower back, really spent a lot of time on my neck. My neck is not good. And so he says, okay, and then I get under the covers, whatever, comes in, and he goes, something to effect of pressure. I think he's asking me pressure. So I said, oh, firm. And then he tries to upcharge me where he's telling me, it took me again, like, well, firm, it's a different massage. So you have to, I said, you know what? And I'm already aggravated at this point. Already aggravated.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Fine. Medium. He goes, okay, medium. And then he starts the massage. Okay. It was so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable.
I thought you were going to say it was great. It wasn't.
No. I wish I would tell you it was great. And I'm not homophobic. I'm not, but it just was weird. And the massage wasn't good. So it wasn't even like it was good. What I was hoping was he'd start and I'd be like, okay, this is good. This is really working the kinks out of my neck. I'm feeling good. No, it was never good from the jump. And she even told me, I forgot to mention this, before I went in, she goes, look, if in the middle, she said, in the middle, if you're feeling uncomfortable, you can stop it and get up and we'll reschedule.
Oh, I'm sure you can. But
and I thought about doing that, but I'm like, it's not going to work. So I wrote it out. But then afterwards, I go up to the woman at the front.
Did you tip, by the way?
So my wife had already pre-tipped.
Oh, okay.
So part of the gift certificate included a gratuity. Into
okay.
It.
Would you have thought twice?
No, I don't think I would have.
You would have let it go, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I normally can't, I feel guilty and I always need a tip, but this was another level. It wasn't just that it wasn't what I signed up for. It was also, it wasn't even good.
Yeah.
It wasn't even good. There was no
tip.
You think
Bless was having a bad day?
I don't know what Bless was having because I couldn't understand half of what he said.
We probably didn't appreciate walking in the room and watching Josh run to the front desk as he knows the gig is up at that point.
But here's the thing. And I'm right to that point, Dave. Right to that point. As soon as I came out of the room, I went up to her and she says, "How was it?" And I said, "To be honest with you, it wasn't good. And it wasn't very comfortable at all or relaxing." She goes, "I'm so sorry to hear that." And I said, "Here's the other thing." And I told her this. I said, "Look, I thought I hit a drop down for females. And it looked like there were two female names." And she goes, "Well, we don't have a drop down for females. We have females or male. And then there's a drop down for names." And I said, "Okay, number one, that's very confusing on your site. Number two, he has to go by a different name because Bless sounds like it's a female. It's a female sounding name. I've never heard that name before, but if I'm going to guess, it's the name of a stripper girl.
Yes.
It sounds like a stripper name, right? Bless.
Yeah.
It sounds like a stripper." So I thought immediately female when I saw that name. And I said, "The other thing is, if you're going to use that name, then you got to put an M or an F next to it so people know." Because it's so, she said to me,
"It's never happened there before because of this." Omar,
she says to me, she says, "You know, it's not his birth name. And his birth name is Joe Lee. And we're trying to get him to use his birth name. And he doesn't want to use it. And that's why it's Bless on there." I said, "Listen, even Joe Lee sounds female." I said, "What about just Joe? Joe would work. Joe, then you know,
no
it's,
business
a,
at Joe,
you know it's a, you know, it's a dude, you know, it's a dude." And that's what I said to her, but she offered me nothing of anything. She's like, can I book your next one? I said, "No, you can't book my next one."
Yeah.
They didn't offer you a discount or anything like
that?
No,
they didn't offer me shit, Omar. I thought for sure they would offer me something.
You got to write a letter. Like, you got to write a letter to the owner. Come on.
I really don't want to do that.
It works. Except for the Dunkin' Donuts.
It does.
You know what? I tell you what's funny is that if you recall, remember I got that masseuse at the airport? That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We actually just posted that clip on Instagram if you want to hear that.
I enjoyed it.
I was listening. Yes. But anyway, so that was my experience. I got a birthday massage by a 65-year-old Asian man.
Wait. But when that happens, right, do you come home and complain to your wife about it?
Yeah, I told her. Because she asked me, "How was it?" I'm not going to lie to her.
And then how does she feel?
She felt like disappointed and upset that was the gift she gave me. But I told her, I'm like, "It's not your fault. It's not like you did, you know."
When is her birthday?
September.
you know who you have to get her a massage from?
Yeah, Bless.
There you
100%.
Go.
100%. Yeah. She's going to go see Bless.
Or Joe Lee, whatever his
name
is.
If they change it on the website. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, "You know, Bless sounds female, right?" And she wouldn't. She was like half agreeing with me because she didn't want to, you know, fully give in to my complaint. She's like, "Well," I'm like, "Yeah, it's a female name. It's actually not a name at all. Let's be honest. It's not a name.
An adjective."
Yeah, right, so. And it's not even his name. So put his real name in there. And so there's not another person like me who gets duped.
So they must have this happen once a day. They must be like, "This is, here it comes again."
It became very evident that I was not the first one to think that signing up for Bless was signing up for a guy.
I think you got to write a letter.
Yeah, I thought about it. I just don't have time. I don't feel like it.
Write a letter. They'll give you a free massage. You go back in and you'll have somebody else. But then Bless will walk by.
Yeah, then I got to see Bless.
Yeah,
he's going to know that I'm the one. He's now known as Joe Lee, which for some reason he has a problem with.
You know, it's funny. Whenever you're saying that, I'm thinking of that song by Dolly Parton.
Jolene. Yes, that's what I thought too. It's a great song, but it's Joe Lee. And by the way, you know he'll be like J-O-L-E-E, which again sounds
Female. Right. Yeah. He must do that on purpose, right? He must feel like at Joe, I'm getting no No one's signing up for me.
Either that, look, he doesn't seem to have been in this country too long. So either he just doesn't know and this is what he's going with and he thinks this is good, or he's, as you put it, very devious and knows that he's going to get more clients with that name like Les than he would with Joe.
Sounds great. Yeah. Sounds great.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, so
that was I'll reiterate this. I think that the better present is to give you something that's easier to do. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think having someone come to your home though is
no. I don't. I didn't view it as an inconvenience. I viewed it as look. It was supposed to be a nice hour for me to get out of the house.
Right.
Go to a place that's not my home. That's tranquil. That's got all the shit there, and have a nice relaxing experience. And it was quite the opposite. But I don't think I was not. I would not have been happier had it been in my home than at a place.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Do you get massages come to your, do you get massages, Omar?
I used to have a four-handed massages on a regular basis.
A four-handed one?
Yep. Well, because he needs more fingers.
Yes. Still 20 fingers?
He doesn't want to get gypped on fingers. So he figures if he goes four-handed, he's at least going to get 12 fingers.
Once you go four-handed, you never go back.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's the old. Is that the cliche that we're looking for?
That is the cliche.
It is a magical experience, especially if they're in unison.
Right.
Would you do this in? Why would they not be in unison? Why, if they do it two different times, what's the point?
Well, no. My point is,
he's saying if both masseurs, I don't know what the hell the plural is.
Yeah.
Both massaging people. Had some sort of routine that they did together as a four-handed massage versus two just doing completely solo stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes if you don't order them together, I'll order like different masseuses, have them show up at the same time. And I'm like, it's just for me, actually.
From two different places?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. You don't do that.
Well, because like the massage apps don't offer the four-hander.
Oh, so you... That's utterly stupid.
I just
they show up and look at each other and go, "What?
Like,
I took the right."
The hell is going on? You double booked massages. Oh my god!
Yeah, it's true.
Life, man, it's so crazy.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Why stop there? Why not get six? If four is better, why
I
not?
I think you should hire 17 people. All show up at the same time.
No, I could have somebody massage like my calves for a long time. It's the best feeling.
I could too. I could do feet for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I think those chain places.
Josh, are you naked underneath? Are you wearing boxers or something?
For this one, I wore my underwear.
If it's a woman, though, you're naked.
Yeah, for the most part.
That's interesting, David.
I think that's a normal
thing. Any
thoughts
on that, David?
That's a normal thing.
There's no reason for that. Let's.
I disagree. It's a normal thing.
I wear my golf shorts just like I do when I go.
Dave wears golf shorts. Look, I wear boxer briefs, and they go and they're long. I don't like the short boxer briefs. They're long, so they go, down the three quarters of the way down my thigh. That's no good. That's
three quarters of the way down your thigh.
Yeah,
your boxer briefs. Your boxer briefs, dude? That seems too far.
Yeah, I wear the long ones.
Are you wearing NBA shorts from the 1980s?
I'm wearing
Chris Webber?
What are you, Allen Iverson?
Five Michigan shorts. That's right. Yeah. All right, get off my subject.
All right. Omar, what's your topic this week?
David, you go next. I'll go last.
All right. So
He's got to think of something.
No, I have a couple ideas.
Fair enough. I have a couple of things I wanted to update you on. First, I wanted to update you. I don't know if you recall, we had the a summer movie wager that we
thought
were the top five movies of the summer.
Yes, we did.
So
do that.
I think we're kind of far enough along the summer that we can give an update on how we're doing. And I'll give you a hint. You guys are not doing great. Let me give you Josh's top five.
All right. First of all, I knew the reason you brought this up was obviously because you're winning the bet. You're not bringing this up if you're in third place.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Josh at number one is Planet of the Apes, Despicable Me 4, Fall Guy, Deadpool, and Horizon. That's your top five, right?
Yeah.
Omar, you had Despicable Me 4, King of the Apes, Deadpool, Inside Out 2, and Furiosa. That's actually, you didn't do too bad. I had Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, Deadpool, Apes, and Horizon. That was my list. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number, the actual so far as of August 12th, number one is Inside Out 2.
Yes.
I have number one correct. Number two is now Deadpool and Wolverine. Have you guys seen this movie?
No.
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's hilarious. It's
good. I like Deadpool. I like the first Deadpool. I haven't seen the second Deadpool.
If you like that sensibility, which it's basically for the comedy. The story didn't make a ton of sense, but I thought it was lots of laughs. That was two. Okay. You guys had them on your list. Despicable Me was number three.
Okay.
But listen to these here that come after. Twisters was four. Isn't that weird?
I don't understand that.
Twisters.
That makes no sense to me.
And then five, Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yeah, again, makes no sense.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
then you have that's Apes. Crazy. Apes came in six. Quiet Place Day One was seven. Yeah. We didn't have that.
Unbelievable.
If, a kids movie, If.
Yeah.
Fall Guy was nine, and Garfield movie is 10. So it's been a weird summer. Some of the ones that we talked about, Fall Guy, Horizon, Furiosa, all those didn't even make the top.
Well, Furiosa, if you remember correctly, I called that one. That was I said that last Mad Max was so stupid, and you guys loved it.
You're so wrong on that.
It's so bad.
No.
Unwatchable. And so there's no way I can imagine anyone going to see another 2 hours of that bullshit.
Wait, of Mad Max?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crap.
Wait, which one didn't you like?
Fury Road.
With Tom Hardy?
A classic. Yes.
With Tom Hardy.
That was awesome.
No, it wasn't. It made no sense. It was completely unwatchable.
Oh my gosh, that's so. I don't know if I've ever had a position so opposite of what you just said.
Yeah, Josh, I know. Will say,
you said this last time I brought this up.
Can I brought up some? When I first watched that movie, I wasn't fully dialed in.
So
to,
bad,
like Tom Hardy and like that whole connection he had to that dude with the tube. And then I actually watched it recently, actually, and I loved it.
Yeah. And in a theater. Did you see it in a theater or did you just watch it on your phone?
No, I not on my phone. I watched it on a TV. If you remember correctly, my daughter was taking a dystopia class and she had to watch it. So we watched it with her.
But on your theater. So at least you had
It was on. We were at an Airbnb.
Okay. Well, so
it was not on a big TV.
It wasn't a huge TV. If you saw it in a theater with the IMAX sort of thing, it's incredible.
I don't think so.
Oh, man, Josh.
I don't think so. There's no storyline. Storyline was just horrific.
All right. We'll move on.
Move on.
So my topic, it's a little bit of a contest here. And you guys know I love movies. And so I saw this. I thought this is a really interesting thing. I'm going to see if you guys can play along with me. I'm going to give you a movie that takes place in the future.
Okay.
At the time it took place in the future, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to give you that name of the movie. And you tell me what year it was in the movie. So let's say, if you're in the 1950s, it's say, in the year 2000,
I got you.
Right? Yep. So I'll give you an easy one. 2001.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah. What year did that take place?
What year did was that movie?
Yeah.
Did that take place?
In the movie, not when it was released. In the movie. What year?
2050?
Oh.
2050?
My clue was it's an easy one. It's 2001. That's my goodness, you guys are not going to do well.
Oh, I was
not going to do well on this.
I was thinking it's 1960s, so I would have been off too.
All right. Well, how about, okay.
Okay.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll say, okay, this year is 2024. I'll give you the movie, and you tell me if in the movie, did it happen after or before 2024?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Let's That's a good one.
All right. Yeah. Escape from New York.
So I never saw it.
Jake Plissken.
I'll say before 2024.
What do you think, Omar?
Oh, that's no. It's 2054.
So it's after
Escape from New York. In the movie, was 1997. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Let's do. Where's The Matrix?
So The Matrix got to be after. I'll say post 2024.
Omar?
20... No. Before or after 2024?
Oh, after.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah, definitely after. That's $21.99. That's way out.
That's way after. Yeah. Yep. All right. That was
Back
obvious.
To the Future 2.
Two. Oh, I think you said the first one. I had the first one nailed.
With the almanac, he goes forward.
Yes, yes. Well, we don't have hoverboards yet. No. So I'm going to say before.
Okay. Omar?
After.
It's before 2015. This was actually in the news when they said this is the year that Marty McFly went into the future. Remember
that? I remember that. Well, okay. we didn't get any of that shit that they showed us we'd have by 2015.
I know that
none of
how
it.
How about The Running Man? Remember that one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie, dude.
I'll say, that's an early movie, so I'll say before.
After.
It is before.
Yeah,
Running Man is 2017. Let's see. How about?
I'm drilling this quiz.
This is how you guys. Did you see? How about Total Recall? I'll give you another.
Yeah, I remember Total Recall. Arnold, I saw it in the theater twice. Believe it or not.
Wait, before Total, or after 2020.
So Total Recall. That's a different planet, though.
Yeah.
So that's tricky. Because that's not what Earth would look like at that time. So I'm still going to say before.
Before.
I'm still going to say before.
After.
It is after 2084. Shit. So not, it's within reach on that one.
So there'll be women with three breasts in 2084. Is that what Schwarzenegger's telling us?
And they'll be named Bless. And they'll be working with Bless. Yes.
That's
you'll
right.
be very happy. I'll give you two more. How about RoboCop?
Good one. See, again, it's an early movie, which means I lean towards before.
Okay.
Before 2024.
RoboCop?
After.
Before. Oh, Josh is on the right.
Yeah.
If you have the movie be old, then.
If it's an 80s movie, early 90s movie, it's going to be
2015. The same year as Back to the Future 2 was the same year.
Unbelievable.
Universe.
Boy, they were way off.
All right, last one, The Original Alien.
Oh, The Original Alien, yeah.
That's an older movie.
Hmm. Well, they had spaceships in that movie. And that was an 80s movie. I'm going to go against my whole theory and say after.
After, okay. Omar. Yeah.
Omar.
I'm going to go after again. I'm going to be very consistent about this. I'm sorry.
All right. No, fair. You stick with your system. It was after 21-22. Oh. So,
okay. So I was
how about I'll give you one more question. I'll give you two movies and you tell me which one was
place,
after which place.
Yeah.
So Star Trek
versus
Planet of the Apes, the original, and Dune. If you were to order those in its movie years,
so
what would you
Dune
place?
Dune is the most futuristic.
Okay.
Then Planet of the Apes, then Star Trek.
Okay. That's actually correct.
Is that right?
Oh. Yep. That's
I nailed it.
Yep. Good job.
I nailed it. Because it's the complete opposite of what you think.
So we're here in 2024. Actually, right now, we are in between Soylent Green, which is an old movie where they eat people.
I remember that.
That's 2022.
Yeah.
And Children of Men was 2027.
I don't even
know
that
That's
movie.
The age we're living in right now. So,
do you remember Conan O'Brien used to do that hilarious skit in the year 2000?
In the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
And he did it after 2000.
Right. And he did it after. Because it seems, you'd always thought like when the year 2000 came, arrived, we'd have all this like flying cars. And laser beams. We'd all wear those silver jumpsuits.
Yeah,
none of that shit happened.
I'm so jealous. You got a picture taken with Conan O'Brien.
I did. Yeah,
I would hang that on my wall. Is that on your wall?
It is not on my wall. I should put it on my wall.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would. He would be up there.
I saw him in Midtown Manhattan. I was walking to dinner, and he was walking the other way, and I just stopped him and asked him for a picture, and he was sure. Nice guy.
Yeah, he seems
he's tall.
He is one of the most brilliant,
hilarious
of all time.
Yeah.
Although I will say, as much as I do like Conan O'Brien, he did have a recent show. I can't remember if it was on Netflix or what it was on, where he traveled the world.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny.
Oh, you didn't like it?
It got great reviews. I tried to watch it. I agree with Josh.
I watched the first episode and I was like, this is bad. And I thought, I wanted to like
when
you
met
so
that guy
bad.
who's like, he flew over to go see him. And
yes. And did you like it, Dave?
Well, his sensibilities is just works on me, right?
Me too. Me too.
Me too.
I came up very flat.
I just found it kind of heartwarming. I thought I liked the whole thing. I just, anything he does, just it just works.
I listen to his podcast. I think his podcast is great.
Yeah, that's good too. He's a great interviewer. Yeah,
very funny.
So that's my right. All right, Omar, your topic.
So my topic is actually, now this is ironic because I was ripping on Dave for having lists and being affected.
You were.
Yeah. And so there was a couple of things that happened to me last week. And for example, we were talking about candy canes with my godkids. Oh. And I'm like, why are they shaped like candy canes?
Okay.
And
you mean, why are candy canes shaped like candy canes? They're canes made out of candy. What am I missing here?
Why are candy canes? Why do they have the hook?
Because it's a cane.
Oh, so they can hang on a tree.
That's not right. It's also a cane.
It's also a cane.
No, that's not right. I looked it up, and you're both idiots. You're both wrong.
We're not idiots.
Just because you're saying it with conviction doesn't make it it's true.
Okay, first of all, it is true, but go ahead. What is it? What's the answer?
They were first made in Germany in the 1670s, but they were gifts to children attending that nativity pageant.
Okay.
Because of the shepherds in the nativity story, the choir master bent the candy sticks into canes to represent the shepherd's crook.
That's what I said without being specific. They're canes.
I think Josh is right. A staff is a longer cane. I think
it's a cane.
So I have a few other things like this, which I think are just interesting. Okay, Caesar salad.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Julius Caesar.
David,
I think it was discovered in New York or Chicago. I felt there's some. I think it was the Drake Hotel or something.
That's the Cobb salad. Are you sure about that? At the Drake Hotel. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's not Italian, right?
It wasn't. Josh is right. It was not created by Julius Caesar.
Correct.
It was Sid Caesar.
It was invented
in the early 1920s by Caesar Cardini, an Italian chef who owned a restaurant in Tijuana.
What? In Tijuana?
Tijuana, no.
Mm-hmm.
So the Caesar salad is Mexican descent.
Yep.
Wow.
Now, do you know where the phrase resting on your laurels comes from?
No, I have no idea what that is.
No, I don't know that one either.
Not Laurel and Hardy? What does it mean?
That dates back to the leaders of the Greek in Greece. In the Hellenic times, laurel leaves were closely tied to Apollo, the god of music.
Okay.
Right? And he was usually depicted with a crown of laurel leaves, which eventually became the symbol of status and achievement. And so when victorious athletes won, they received those leaves made of laurel branches.
And you can't rest on your laurels just because you got that. I got it.
Yeah.
Only later did that phrase take on a negative connotation. And for those who are over satisfied with their past triumphs, like any hedge fund manager.
Wait. It's not a negative connotation. It is.
Look at you resting on your laurels.
Okay, if you say it like that, but it's more of like just something you'd say to remind people that you just shouldn't give up or just walk through life. Hey, don't rest on your laurels.
Yeah, that's because resting on your laurels.
That's a negative.
You're saying don't do it because it's a negative.
Okay.
Right. What you just said is correct.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's a good point. Now that I hear myself say it, you're.
All right, ready?
You're right.
Reading someone the Riot Act.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What the origin is?
I feel like I've heard this before.
Is this a boring subject?
Yes.
No. Yes. No. Keep going. I can see.
I think
the lists
you're resting on your laurels right now with this subject. Yeah. Okay. What is Riot Act? Give us the origin of that.
The Riot Act was a real document, and it was often recited aloud to angry mobs. And it gave the British government the authority to label any group of more than 12 people a threat to the peace. Mm. And in those circumstances, they would be read the Riot Act, and they'd have to peacefully depart, otherwise they'd be put into jail.
Oh, makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very educational.
And that's it.
Do you know that one. Do you know it's not chomping at the bit?
Do you know what champing?
Champing at the bit. But yeah. Everyone
is that right?
Says chomp. Yeah, that's right. Everyone says chomping at the bit, but it's really champing at the bit.
And do you say the skin of your neck or the skin of your teeth?
Teeth. Skin of it your is, teeth.
But I have some other ones.
Yeah. Which makes
don't
no sense at all.
Don't cry over spilled milk.
No, yeah, what about yeah. that? You can't do that because you're lactose intolerant.
And that doesn't have an origin, right? That must have a...
Everything has an origin.
Well, but not something to tie... Don't spill over spilt milk. That can't... Is that tied back to someone specific?
Maybe.
It's...
What did the interwebs say there, Omar?
It was from a proverb, no weeping for shed milk.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not even that interesting, actually. Really, it isn't. Selling like hotcakes is good.
Selling like hotcakes is, yeah.
That's a good one, yeah. I guess. How about horse apiece?
I knew you were going to go with that.
What is that?
So this is a cliche that apparently anyone who grew up in the Wisconsin area knows. And the first time you said it to me, Dave, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He said, "It's you know what it's like? It's equivalent to six of one, half dozen of the other," which is really the phrase that everybody knows that's ubiquitous. But in Wisconsin, for some reason, they say, it's a horse apiece.
Yeah.
In other words, for it's the same thing.
I said that in a meeting, and it like brought the meeting to a halt.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
like,
any
what,
sense.
That? Apparently, I have quite a few of them. I said the other day, that person must be sitting in the catbird seat. I feel like we talked about this before.
That is normal.
How
everyone
about
knows the
cat
catbird
who ate the, you're acting like the cat who ate the canary. I used that the other day.
Yeah.
That's
but those
a good
are
one.
Cliches that are normal and are ubiquitous. Horse apiece, no.
Look, you don't have to judge my cliches.
Do you guys know the difference between a vitamin and a
where are you going with
hormone?
What?
A vitamin and
do you
a
know
hormone?
The difference between a vitamin and a hormone?
You can buy vitamins at CVS.
One has to be taken injected.
I don't know.
You can't make a vitamin.
Yeah, that's very good. Did you get that, Dan?
But you can make a hormone.
They're really a horse apiece.
That's a horse apiece.
All right.
Yeah,
once
sorry,
again,
my
you
topic
was that
a
big lead
light.
Up to that joke?
You wowed us once again, Omar, with a knockout topic.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, they're not always going to be winners.
No, that's very true.
Yeah. I was going to talk about this girl I was set up with in London. She had a food allergy, and I can't see her again because she couldn't eat too many things. But I thought that was...
That is way more entertaining and interesting.
Look, that's a pact we've made. We're not going to dump over each other's topics. Every topic is a winner.
I never made that pact.
No,
I never agreed
to
that.
Look, to be clear, that was by far my worst topic I've ever had.
No.
It's debatable, but it wasn't good. let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Real quick, we're on time here. You met a girl. You
yep.
went on a date. She had too many food allergies.
Yep.
And that annoyed you. And so
yes.
you're like, I cannot date her again.
I can't deal. Yes.
How bad were the food allergies? Tell us what she was allergic to.
Gluten.
Yeah.
She's also a vegetarian.
Hmm.
And she couldn't have anything with soy.
Oh, that's a lot.
I can't eat with someone who lives like this.
Isn't vegetarian cover everything else? If you're just a vegetarian, doesn't everything else? I suppose
yeah,
soy.
That's a good question. About especially
to give her
gluten.
Like a separate menu. It's like it's not a foundation for. I have to be able to eat with someone.
Okay, so let me ask you: is the problem more that there be a ton of restaurants that you literally have to cross off your list that you can't even go to.
And whenever we get a menu, there's always by the way, can't. I just want to order
but for
food,
someone like,
order a
yeah,
glass of
for
wine.
For someone like me, I'm used to that because eating with my sister or her son or my son, we have to do that
this
song
is why
dance
you walk around
every
with
time.
Wherever you go.
My
you know
wife
I mean?
Has to call ahead. They have to call ahead.
That's what I mean.
And say, hey, listen, you
if
know,
I,
here's what we're dealing with.
Listen,
is this can we eat there safely? It's a pain in the ass.
Those are the two reasons I don't want to have a kid. There's two reasons.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, I don't want to not have to be able to fly business class.
Yeah.
I don't want my kid to be like an elf entitled, right? So, okay. So I think what I'm going to end up doing is just having him flying coach, right?
While you are sitting in business class?
Yeah. With the nanny. We'll be in coach with
him. Oh, with the nanny. Fair.
Right. Okay. But that's one thing. Am I able to like do that? And I'll probably end up getting another business class seat, right? With me, with the kid.
Yes, you will.
I will probably break down. But the other thing is that I don't want to have a kid who has food allergies. I'd rather just not have the kid.
You don't have a choice. I have bad news for you.
Hey, you do
unless you're adopting an 8-year-old, you don't have a choice.
You do with like genetic sequencing and stuff. You could read all that stuff.
I don't think they're Republican, they're there Democrat, yet.
If they're empathic.
Yeah, I don't think this is Space Odyssey yet.
We're in the wrong year.
We're not there yet.
So wait, right, I have to ask, how did she ask? How did she present
very
her
sweet
food?
Couldn't be sweet.
Oh, she did. Oh, it was
incredibly
like
sweet.
Did you like the conversation?
I couldn't get past the food.
You could, so you didn't even
I was waiting for
to get to know her.
I had met her a few times. I was waiting for it to end.
Just so
she wanted to meet again, and I couldn't even think about seeing her again to eat.
Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah.
This is a problem for you. You gotta get over this.
Well, there's a reason why I'm still single.
Yeah, there is. There definitely is. Is she gluten free by choice, or does she have celiac?
You know what's funny? I didn't even ask her. I didn't want to even get into it.
Didn't care.
You didn't care about her whatsoever.
No, I do. She's very sweet. But like, there's a disconnect there, right?
Yes, there is.
Food is important to you. It's good to know what you like.
Look, I think in order to be in a relationship, part of you, at least a little bit, has to be a little bit selfless. I just don't got it.
Yeah, you don't got it. Just wait till you're on your next date and you go for ice cream afterwards and you have to explain to her how ice cream gives you the shits because you're lactose intolerant. See what she says to that.
She's like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be complaining. What a shell woman she is.
TCBY instead. Yeah, that's not going to fly.
No, I am going to try and really moderate starting tomorrow. I'm going to have lactose-free whole milk.
Yeah,
I guess
probably a good idea.
Like, that's a thing.
Try it.
And but you know, Starbucks doesn't sell that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Starbucks has other options though. Just try oat milk. Oat milk's delicious. It's good.
Yeah. It's not milk. It's juice and there's no fat.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Starbucks is
not. Do you understand?
Milkshakes,
Josh, did you take chemistry?
They call coffee. It's not, but
do you take chemistry, Josh? Do you know what a latte does?
Do I know what it does? What do you mean what it does?
The essence of a latte, Josh, is it actually steams the whole milk, which has fat in it, which in essence becomes sweet. Do you understand?
I get it.
So if there's no fat in oat milk, because it's not milk, it's juice. So it's a very thin tasting.
Here's what
I'm
going to say.
It's like your lips. Thin tasting drink.
Here's what I'm going to say to you, then we're going to drop it. Try to put something else in there and don't even think about what it is and just say to yourself, do I enjoy the taste? Forget about all the chemistry and all the other shit that you just babbled about. If you enjoy the taste, end the story, period. It doesn't matter if it's pigeon urine. If you like the taste, that's what you're going with from here on out. I think it's worth not having an upset stomach.
I can't imagine you ever following that advice.
No, you won't.
If it tastes good... Yeah,
he won't.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you. Your own advice. Yeah.
What do you mean?
If it tastes good, I don't care what it is. If it's pigeon urine, if it tastes good, I drink it.
Yeah, I'm in.
No.
Well, pigeon urine is not healthy.
The idea of what it is,
I don't know,
is just as important as the taste, I think.
Yeah, maybe. You're probably right.
Yeah. That's bad advice. Right. I'm calling following that, dude. All right.
Pigeon urine. That pretty much describes this episode.
Yeah,
good. It's a good way to end it.
Pretty much how this went.
That's 74 stands for.
Yeah. Hey, all listen, right. At least the quality of our recording is good this time.
That's right. Yeah, we give it up for Omar. Omar got a new mic, and if you appreciate
his, Omar came
voice,
through on that end.
It's
so
very good.
He got a new mic, new headset, so he sounds awesome, and he rested on his laurels and just shit the bed with his dog. That's basically what happened.
I did. You want to know what? Listen, we're all sinners. You know, I went to the Hillsong Church this weekend.
For what?
You know what that's famous for, right?
No.
The Justin Bieber went there, right? And the priest who he went to go see was fired because he was having an affair.
With Justin Bieber?
No, the Justin Bieber's priest who we do travel with.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I went to that church in London, which is fascinating, going to church.
Just
because of the Bieber story?
Well, I went to the I've been to the church a few times, but I always leave after 5 minutes. I like to go and see the community and like to leave.
Okay.
That's an interesting topic. I know a little bit about that story. I'm surprised that what brings you to that church exactly?
Justin Bieber,
Alana, and the babies go there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, fair
there
enough.
You go.
All right. Well, that's a weird place to stop.
Yeah,
but,
that is weird. I think it has to be done.
By the way, isn't it hilarious?
This has been a whole.
I had like multiple other topics that might have been actually interesting.
Yeah. Well,
oh my god.
Song. That's a good one. All right. Well, save it for next
save
time.
Them.
Next
By
episode.
By the way, I have to say, if we had this the video on, Josh has like a movie going on behind him. I see pets running back and forth, women, kids, ducking.
Oh, yeah, people won't see that because it's narrowed down. But yes, I got a glass door that people won't see.
We get to watch a movie that was in your glasses, Omar. We get to see everything.
That's true, That's true,
so
too.
So be careful what you're searching there.
All right, wrap it up before Omar comes up with a different
one. All right, we will wrap it up this week. Remember, you can always email us at friends@fts.media. Check us out on our webpage, YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. And if you do have us on Instagram, look at it once a day, unlike some of us.
It's always funny.
Once a day.
Yeah, it's always good.
Your clips are funny like 70-80% of the time. I think they're great.
Good hit rate.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Thank you for all that work you're putting in.
Yes.
That's right. Well, we look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Smell ya.